感谢主给我们这个机会，今天可以跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享主的话。
Thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity so we can share together Lord's words.
请我们先翻开约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's first turn to Gospel Book of John, chapter 21.
我们一起来朗读十五节到十七节。
Let's read verse 15 to 17 together.
好，我们一起来。他们吃了晚早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不在，不知道，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。好，请我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayers.
感谢主，借着彼得的经历来让我们重新思想主对他说：你爱我比这些更深吗？这句话。
Lord, thank you. Through the experience of Peter, so here we can meditate again the word that you have said to Peter. Do you love me more than these?
求你让圣灵来帮助我们，借着你的话，让我们真实来明白你的心意。
Pray that through the Holy Spirit, through your words, we can understand your will.
同时来刚强你的仆人。
And also strengthen your servant.
让你的圣灵来充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
让你圣灵的火来磨我们，高磨我们的口舌。
And the fire of the Holy Spirit anoint our mouth.
使你的话能够让我们这些不完全的器皿，主啊，能够使你得到完全。
So that your words through us who are incomplete vessels of you, that your words can be made perfect.
也让所有听的耳被打开。
And open all of our ears.
让你那永远的旨意，主啊，能够让我们听得明白。
So we can understand your eternal will.
求你赐福的今天所有在座的弟兄姐妹和所有的朋友。
Bless all the brothers, sisters, and friends today.
以你的话得生命。
That we can receive life through your words.
而且更加丰富。
And even more rich.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 一直以来啊，我其实有一个疑问。
From since long ago, I've always have a question.
在使徒行传的时候，主耶这个圣经里告诉我们说，从这个主耶稣被钉十字架到他复活升天，一共有四十天之久，向门徒来显现。
In the book of Acts, that it tells us that there were 40 days that ever since the day that Lord Jesus was crucified until the day that Lord appeared to his disciples.
四十天看起来其实并不长。
It seemed that 40 days were not so long.
而这四十天当中，主耶稣在他钉十字架之前到他被这个复活之后，反复催促他的门徒要去加利利。
And during those 40 days, even before Lord Jesus was crucified and before he was resurrected, he had repeatedly told his disciples to go to Galilee.
从耶路撒冷到加利利不是一个很短的路程。
It was not a short travel distance from Jerusalem to Galilee.
往返要好多天。
There will be many days to travel back and forth.
看起来好像只是在那边跟门徒说了几句话。而这几句话好像并不一定说非得需要去加利利这么远的地方才说。
It just seemed that the Lord appeared to tell his disciples several words, and it seems like that those words do not have to be said in the Galilee.
所以去加利利这个路这个行程看起来又费时又费力。
So therefore, it seemed like traveling to Galilee seems to taking so much time and energy.
那为什么要去有加利利这一趟行程？
So why did they have to go to Galilee?
所以在属灵上对我们有什么帮助吗？
s So is there any spiritual help in this?
这个问题其实我对我自己问了很久。
I have been asking myself this question for a long time.
直到我这次又拿起这个圣经，想到这句话。
Until this time, I pick up the Bible and I'm being reminded of this.
我想我借着这句话跟弟兄姐妹一起来思想。
So through this, I would like to meditate together with brothers and sisters.
首先呢，我们知道说主耶稣在问这句话之前的时候，有一个背景，就是说他在加利利。这个彼得在加利利重新又去打鱼。
First of all, we know the background when our Lord said this was that Peter in Galilee he was fishing.
彼得和其他的六个门徒，他们一共七个门徒去海上打鱼，一个晚上没有打到什么。
Together, Peter with the other six disciples, all those seven disciples was fishing all night but caught nothing.
等到他们第二天早晨，主耶稣在岸边向他们显现。
And the next morning, Lord Jesus appeared to them on the shore.
让他们把网撒在船的右边。
And asked them to cast the net on the right side of the ship.
当他们一网打下很多鱼的时候。
When they caught a lot of fish in the net.
约翰说，是主。
John said that it was the Lord.
这时候 ，Peter 听见了以后，穿起衣服跳在水里游向了主。
And when, as soon as Peter heard this, he put on his clothes and jumped into the water and swam toward the Lord.
主为他们准备了丰盛的宴席，有饼和鱼。
And Lord prepared the abundance of feast. There was a fish and bread.
吃完早饭就问了这句话。
And afterwards, that Lord asked Peter this.
这个是我们看到说，这个彼得打鱼，主耶稣遇见彼得打鱼的第二次。
We know that was the second time when Lord Jesus met Peter when Peter was fishing.
我们弟兄姐妹都很熟悉，曾经前面还有一次类似的经历。
Brothers and sisters are familiar the prior similar experience.
这个就是在路加福音第五章的时候，从第一节到十一节。
That was in Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 5 to 11.
那个时候很多人在岸上来拥挤耶稣，耶稣就退到船上来向众人来这个教训众人。
At that time, many people pressed onto Jesus on the shore. Therefore, Lord retreated to the ship and teaching.
当他教训完众人的时候，他就跟彼得说：“咱们把船划到水深之处，然后下网打鱼。”
And after Jesus taught, he told Peter, "Let's have the boat to the deeper of the sea and then cast your nets."
那个时候他们也确实因为彼得开始说这个主啊，我整夜劳苦得不到什么因着你说这句话，那我就撒下网去吧。所以他一网打出了两只船，装得满满的，几乎船几乎要沉了。
And at that time Peter told the Lord that we have toiled all night but caught nothing, but since you said this, therefore we will do it. And then they caught two full boats of fish. The boat could not even contain the fish and almost had sank.
所以看到这么多的鱼的时候，彼得作为一个职业渔夫，他马上认识到说，主啊，我是个罪人，离开我。
And as soon as Peter saw those many fishes, him being a professional fisherman, that immediately he told the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinful man, depart from me.
当主跟他说，你要得人如得鱼。
And when the Lord told him that, be the fishers of men.
呼召他说，来跟从我。
Called him to follow the Lord.
他就起来舍了网，跟从了耶稣。
And he forsook his net and followed Jesus.
这两段故事看起来非常的相似。
Those two stories seem really similar.
但是在两个不同的时候。
But it were between two different times.
一次，第一次是在彼得因着这件事情得救。
The first time was when Peter was saved because of this.
第二次是在彼得刚刚。遇到了失败。
And the second time happened just right after Peter failed.
主耶稣要借着这件事来恢复彼得。
Through this, Lord Jesus would like to restore Peter.
所以我们看到说，这好像我彼得在两个光景当中。
So we do see those are like the two conditions Peter were in.
得救时的光景，他渴慕主，他认识到他是罪人。
At the condition when he got saved, that he realized he had desire of the Lord, and he realized he was a sinful man.
他要热心起来服侍主，跟随主。
And he's very zealous to follow the Lord and serve him.
可是时间过了三年。
But 3 years passed.
彼得学从耶稣旁边得 得到了很多东西。
Peter has received much when he followed Jesus.
但是为什么他又失败了呢？
But why did he also fail?
所以我们从主耶稣问他的这一句第一句话，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So from what Lord Jesus asked him the first time, that do you love me more than these?
那我们就来一起思想什么是这些。
So let us meditate upon what does these mean.
因为这里有两个比，有一个比较，就是你爱我，还有一个你爱这些吗？
So there's a comparison, is that do you love me and do you love these?
那这些是代表什么？
So what does these represent?
很多我们弟兄姐妹想到这时说，哦，因为彼得又去打鱼了，所以他又爱世界了。
Many brothers and sisters might think that because Peter went back fishing, therefore he loves the world again.
不过我觉得彼得在，如果真是这样讲，他有一点被冤枉了。
But I think maybe we wrongfully accuse Peter if he was really like this.
因为他去加利利实在不是由于他自己想去加利利，而是主催促他去加利利。
Because it was not out of himself that he wanted to go to Galilee, but it was because the Lord asked him to go.
有人说，哦，因为彼得这个有这个在船上撒网，他有船有网，代表他的工作，代表他的家庭，代表他的事业。
And some people say that because Peter was casting a net on the ship, and the net and the ship means his career, his family, his job.
所以这些就是他的工作、家庭、事业。
So these are his job, career, and family.
但是我们知道说，常常我们今天主耶稣没有说被我们一背提了把我们我们一信主就把我们就提走了。
And we know that Lord Jesus do not just rapture us as soon as we believe him.
让我们仍然在地上来经历他。
And he still let us stay on earth to experience him.
所以我们可以在工作上面我们来侍奉他。
So through our job we can serve him.
在家庭里我们可以侍奉他。
And we can serve him in our family.
所以如果我们得到了这些工作，我们在教会祷告的时候，为弟兄姐妹的工作和家庭来祷告，我们得到这些的时候，我们还是可以侍奉他。
So when we pray in church for brother sister's job and family, after we our prayers are being answered, we can still serve him.
那我们爱这些有错吗？
So is there something wrong for us to love these?
不过我觉得今天我们看到说，如果我们为了我们的工作，为了我们的家庭，而我们离开主，而我们断绝与主的关系，这就是我们的错了。
But I do see that if because of our job or family that our relationship with the Lord is broken, then we are wrong.
有人说彼得是爱那个153条大鱼。
Some people say that Peter loved those 153 fishes.
因为主让他得到了那个丰富，他就希望享受那些丰富。
Because the Lord has let him receive all those riches, therefore he wants to enjoy all those abundance.
但是我们知道，其实这一百五十三条大鱼，真是实在是说主给他的一个经历。
But we know that the 153 fishes were the experience that the Lord has given to Peter.
要借着这个些经历，让他来看到主是信实的，主是真实的爱他。
So through this experience, he would like Peter to see that how true is the Lord's love to him.
所以我们要爱这个经历，我们也没有错。
So if we would like to love those experiences, then there's nothing wrong with us.
但是如果我们今天停留在经历上边，我们借着我们这些经历，我们来去轻看弟兄，我们来成为我们的骄傲，这就是我们的错了。
But if our mind just stays on those experiences, and because we have those experiences, we look light upon our brothers, then that's our fault.
有人说，彼得是个职业的渔夫，他一个晚上打不到鱼，所以今天主耶稣让他一句话就让他打到了很多的鱼，得到了很多的丰富，这个神迹是这代表这些。
Some people say that because Peter is a professional fisherman, and although he could not catch fish all night, and now the Lord let him caught a lot of fishes, and all those riches, this experience become the these.
那我们爱这些神迹有错吗？
And that is like miracles. So for us to love the miracle, is there something wrong?
在约翰福音二十章三十一节的时候，
In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 31,
主耶稣说，讲到这个神迹的时候，主耶稣说，记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子， 并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
When talking about those wonders and signs, it says that, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
神迹 suppose 是让我们看到神，遇见神，经历神，进入神。
Signs and wonders are supposed to let us see God and experience God entering him.
但是今天当主要我们去为他受苦的时候，
But today when the Lord wants us to suffer for him,
我们祷告，让这个苦杯离去我们。
We do pray and ask this cup of suffering to depart from us.
我们希望有个神迹救我们脱离这样的苦杯。
And we hope that there is a wonder and sign to deliver us from this cup.
逃避这样的苦难。
To escape from this suffering.
我们反而失去了神要借着苦难给我们的祝福。
And we lost the blessing that God would like to give to us through the suffering.
所以我们看到说，爱这些其实并没有错。
So we do see that to love these, there's nothing wrong.
但是爱这些如果超过了爱主，那就是我们今天出现问题的原因了。
But then, if we love these more than love the Lord, then that's our, the reason of our problems.
彼得从他这个跟随主以后三年多的时间。
Ever since then, Peter followed the Lord for about 3 years.
经历了主的一切那些的神迹奇事。
And he has experienced all the signs and wonders of the Lord.
他也得到了主给他的很多的教训。
And he also received much teaching from the Lord.
也借着这些教训，他有很多的看见和得着。
Through those teaching, he has much seeing, and also he received much.
同时，他也得到了很多的操练。
And he also received much exercise.
他非常享受与主的同在。
Very much he enjoyed the presence of the Lord.
我们有看到他去传福音。
And we see that he went share the gospel.
医病，赶鬼。
Heal the sick and also cast out the demons.
劳苦侍奉。
And he labored much.
甚至当那个啊大祭这个当有人来去要去抓耶稣的时候，他冲上去拿刀砍了大祭司仆人的耳朵。
And even when those people came to, catch Lord Jesus, that Peter just went up and took the sword and cut off one of the ears of the servant of the high priest.
他觉得他很爱主。
He felt he loved the Lord.
可是为什么当是这个？困难来临的时候，当门徒四散的时候，彼得会三次不认主。
But why was that when the difficulties came and when the, all the disciples were scattered that Peter denied the Lord 3 times?
我在想说，彼得这个时候，因为他有了这些外面的东西。
I saw that maybe because Peter at this time he has all those things from outside.
他不知道什么是。爱主，单纯的爱主。
He does not know what is to simply love the Lord.
几年的时间，他并没有真正摸到主的心意。
For all those years, he has never touched the true will of the Lord.
所以，主要让他这次回到加利利。
Therefore, Lord would like him to return to Galilee.
借着打鱼，第二次打鱼的经历。
Through the second experience of fishing.
让他要回到他起初的爱当中。
To let him return to the first love.
所以我们来思想当年起初的爱。
Therefore, let us meditate the first love back then.
在我个人的经历上。
In my own personal experience.
我曾经也经历过很多起初的爱。
I also have experienced much of the first love.
今天让我回想这些起初的爱的时候。我不禁觉得说，我对我今天的光景，我实在觉得非常的惭愧。
When I'm being reminded of all those first love, I feel shameful of my condition now.
我记得2003年的福音营。
I remember the gospel camp in back in 2003.
那是我第一次去福音营。
That was the first time I went to gospel camp.
我说我要去服侍主。
I say that I'm going to serve the Lord.
可是。在那里，在那个讲员的这个福音上面。
But when the speaker shared gospel,
我被那个讲员的话，我被那个福音深深的打动。
I was deeply touched by the speaker and the gospel.
我原来发现，我其实我自己非常需要福音。
Then I realized, actually, I'm the one who truly needs the gospel.
我被神的灵大大的感动。
I was being greatly touched by the Spirit of God.
本来我想只去一天，结果我在那儿听完了所有的这个福音。
Originally, I only thought I would just go there for one day, but I stayed there and listened and completed all the gospel camp.
直到最后一天，当讲员呼召说，你们当中哪些人愿意把你们自己的一生全部献上给神。
Until the last day when the speaker called out that whoever among you would like to offer all your life unto God,
去为主做见证的时候，
and to testify for the Lord,
我举手并且走到前面上。
I raised my hand and also walked to the front.
我记得那天我们大概有两三百个人，我们站在台上。
I remember there were about two or three hundred of us stood on the stage.
在那个经历之后，
After that experience,
我为主在福音上大发热心。
I was very zealous for the Lord for His gospel.
我见到人就想传福音。
Whoever I saw, I would like to share gospel with them.
其实我自己好像看起来并没有，连圣经都还没有读完。
Actually, I did not even complete reading the Bible.
而且自己还没有什么经历。
And did not have much experience.
但是就是那点单纯的爱主的心。
But I just have the heart that simply loved the Lord.
就是把那一点仅有的那一点神的话和自己一点点的见证，就是那个五饼二鱼。
So just would like to simply share a little bit of Lord's words and the experience I had, which are like the five loaves and two fishes.
Yeah, 我要去向每一个福音朋友，我就想跟他们去传福音。
And for each gospel friend, I'd like to share gospel with them.
可是今天，当我今天感觉到说，我好像福音的知识懂了很多。
But today, I felt as if I know much about the knowledge of gospel.
好像有了很多福音的能力。
As if I have much the power to share gospel.
但是我常常感觉我的话语怎么变得那么枯干。
But then I often feel how come my words become so dry.
只有理论没有实际。
There's only the knowledge in theory, but there's no reality behind it.
好像不仅不能够让福音朋友们能够明白，连我自己都觉得怎么会这样子。
Not only that, I cannot let gospel friends understand it, but I even wonder what happened to me.
真的是让我要重新思想我起初的爱去哪里了。
Truly, I have to think about where did the first love go.
想到主的话语。
And think about Lord's words.
我记得刚刚信主的时候，我对主的话特别的渴慕。
I remember when I first believed the Lord, I was so much in desire of Lord's words.
当时那个妹妹妹夫，那他们家还有我们两家，每天晚上要聚在一起，拿一个时间，每天要读三章的圣经。
My sister-in-law's family and my family, every night we gather together to read three chapters of Bible.
我们不管读得懂读不懂，我们都要读。
Regardless whether we understand or not, we still get together to read.
每个星期的一些所有的读经的聚会我都要去。
And I went to all the Bible studies each week.
那只有姐妹聚会我没办法参加。
Only that I could not attend sisters' gathering.
我们记得星期四晚上有弟兄家的聚会。
Thursday night that there was a gathering in brother's home.
星期五晚上教会的聚会。
Friday night, the gathering in the church.
那个时候星期六弟兄家有这个弟兄会。
And back then, there were brethren's gathering in brother's house.
星期天我们主日结束之后，我们还有到弟兄家去交通分享。
And after Sunday morning's gathering, we still go to brother's home in the afternoon to share.
那个时候我们对主的话多么渴慕。
How much we had desire to hear God's Lord's words back then.
可是今天我们觉得说我们知道的很多了。
But today we thought as if we know much.
有时候特会让我们耳朵都堵住听不进去了。
Sometimes even special gatherings that our ears are being blocked and cannot hear much.
但是那些话，我们拿着主的话常常去论断人。
But then we often take Lord's words to judge others.
甚至有时候不懂得体恤弟兄。
And we do not keep mindful of other brothers.
我就感觉到我们当初对主的话渴慕的那个心哪里去了。
Then I wonder where did the heart that we have desired toward Lord's words go?
刚刚信主之后，我有很多信主的经历跟大家分享过。
I have shared with brothers and sisters many experiences I had after I believed the Lord.
就在昨天，我们还在一个姐妹家跟很多福音朋友分享我这一直以来的一些那个经历。
And even yesterday at a sister's home that I had chance to share with many friends about my experience.
我记得我祷告啊，然后让我失业。
I remember I pray and then let me just be unemployed.
我还有去开始我的新的经历主去做生意。
And then I started to have the experience, the new experience of doing my own business.
生意当中经历玛拿的供应。
And during doing my own business, I experienced receiving the provision of manna.
我第一次回国还有这个主的话叫我不遇见试探救我脱离凶恶的经历。
And also I experienced the Lord's words about deliver me out of temptation, avoid evil when I first went back to China.
那个时候我还有曾经有一次我家里还发生了一些属灵征战的经历。
And also I experienced the spiritual warfare within my family.
我还有跟弟兄姐妹分享过我曾经在这个生意结束的时候就碰到一个很大的试探。
And also I share with brothers and sisters that I face a great temptation at the end of when I want to end my business.
当我换了新的工作我又在经历主一个月一个月给我那个 contract 的延续的经历。
And after I changed to a new job, once again experience how the Lord provides me this new contract month by month.
当那个我在难处的时候我有很多的经历。
During my difficulties, I had so much experience.
我愿意祷告，我愿意经历主。
I was willing to pray, and I was willing to experience the Lord.
可是今天我好像经历越来越少了。
But now it seems like my experience become less and less.
因为我感觉到很多时候，我总是觉得说以这些经历为我的骄傲。
Because often I use those experiences as if they are my boasting.
让主的爱离开我。
And then the Lord's love left me.
曾经我觉得我很爱弟兄姐妹。
There was a time I thought I felt I really loved brothers and sisters.
这个在教会里边热心地为大家服侍。
And I served very zealously for brothers and sisters.
好像教会里大大小小的事我都愿意去管。
As if I was willing to take care all details in that meeting.
我觉得我爱主，我还爱弟兄姐妹。
I felt I love the Lord, therefore I love brothers and sisters.
有一次我跟那个我姐妹说，你有没有看过？我忽然发现教会所有的这些排表的名单上，咱俩的名字加起来一共有22个。
And once I told my wife that, have you seen that on the program for services in the meeting that you and my name add up, there are actually 22 times.
我觉得哎呀，我跟那个弟兄姐妹对我们这么好，我们也这样爱弟兄姐妹，我们可以有完全的这些爱的交通。
I felt that brothers and sisters are so nice to me and also we love them, therefore we have this perfect fellowship.
可是今天我发现当我们比别人多干了一点点的时候，心里就有了怨言。
But then today I realized that if we do more than others, then I start to complain.
常常我们活在一个光景，就是还会绊倒人。
And often we live in this condition that we actually offend others.
我实在不知道起初的爱心去哪儿了。
I really don't know where did the first love went.
说到祷告。
Talking about pray.
我记得我第一次的祷告会是这样开始的。
I remember I start my first prayer meeting this way.
那是十几年前的有一天。
More than 10 years ago, one day.
是一个主日的晚上。
The night of the Lord's Day.
我忽然收到一个教会弟兄来的电话。
All of a sudden, I receive a phone call of a brother from the gathering.
弟兄跟我说弟兄啊我看你愿不愿意下一个周日是这个福音的聚会。
The brother asked me that the next coming Sunday is the gospel meeting.
如果你有负担的话，你愿不愿意一起来做陪谈的服事？
If you have burden, are you willing to come to share together with gospel friends afterwards?
我听到这句话，我心里又是高兴又是惊恐。
When I heard this, I was so happy, but at the same time felt fearful in my heart.
因为高兴的是说，我这样一个人也会被教会来服事，让可以被配为教会来服事。
I felt joyful because I felt someone like me could still serve.
我不会讲什么，怎么会找到我？我都觉得那个是教会很属灵的弟兄姐妹才会被邀请的。
I did not know how to share, then how could this brother think of me? I felt that it would be someone who was so spiritual to serve this area.
所以我很惊恐。
Therefore, I was in much fear.
我跟弟兄说，我行吗？
I told the brother that, can I?
弟兄说，你要是觉得你不行，星期二祷告会一起来祷告。
Then the brother told me that if you feel you cannot, then come to the prayer meeting on Tuesday night to pray.
我们让主来教我们。
Let the Lord teach us.
那是我第一次去祷告会。
That was the first time I went to prayer meeting.
我看到弟兄姐妹用膝盖来服侍，真是美。
I felt it was so beautiful for brothers and sisters who kneel down to pray to serve the Lord.
在那一次的聚会，我记得很清楚。
In that gathering, I remember very clearly.
那位叫我去的弟兄跟我说，跟我们大家讲，让我们为他祷告。
The brother who asked me to go, that he told me, that he told us to pray for him.
因为他一直以来有个头疼的毛病。
Because for a while he has had a headache.
而且比较严重。
And also serious.
就在那个星期五。
On that Friday.
弟兄被主接去了。
Our brother was being taken by the Lord.
主用的那个弟兄在他地上生命的最后阶段来扶持一个小弟兄。
Our Lord through that brother at the end at the last stage of his life to lift up this little brother.
就像是在昨天。
Just like yesterday.
我们弟兄还带我们一起。
Our brother was still like with being with us.
从那天开始，我就每次都愿意去参加祷告会。
Ever since then,Every time I would like to go to a prayer gathering.
那是一个真实的服事。
That was a true service.
那是一个信心的服事。
And also a service in faith.
可是回想我现在的光景。
But think of the condition of myself now.
不知道，我祷告怎么常常觉得我祷告没有力量。
Often I feel my prayers without strength.
我们祷告失去了能力。
Without power,
因为我们的爱不在里面。
Because my love is not there.
祷告成了一个公式。
And to pray become just a formula.
经历了这些以后，我实在让我回想到这些以后，我感觉到今天我们面临着另外一个挑战。
So after all those experiences.I truly feel that today we face another challenge.
就像彼得，他经历了很多以后。
Just like after Peter had experienced much.
他有了外面的一切。
He has everything outside.
但是，他需要被主来恢复。
But he has to be restored by the Lord.
恢复什么呢？
To restore what?
恢复那个起初的爱。
To restore his first love.
我真实的希望说，我们弟兄姐妹可以跟我们一起，我们来思想起初的爱。
Truly, I hope brothers and sisters together we can meditate upon our first love.
主不会让我们在这个软弱和失败当中再沉沦。
Lord will not just let us be in our failures and weakness.
让我们回到那个属灵经历的起点，信心的起点，加利利。
Let us return to the.Beginning of our spiritual experience and beginning of our faith, which is Galilee.
主说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Lord says that, do you love me more than these?
主是我们的榜样。
Lord is our example.
在地上，主，他一呼百应，他可以呼召很多的人。
On the earth, as soon as the Lord calls,
当他医病赶鬼，很多人去跟随他。
When he heals the ill, heals the sick, many people follow him.
但是他知道神让他为什么而来。
But he knows what's the purpose for God to send him.
所以当我们今天经历了外面一切的这些啊经历也好，我们的这个这些成功也好。
So after we experience so much of our experience and success,
主给了我们这一切，是让我们懂得如何爱主。
Lord has given us all these is for us to understand how to love Him.
当我们借着十字架
，for us through the cross，
我们要真是要问问我们自己，我们爱这些比主，我们爱主更多，还是我们爱这些更多
？We really have to ask ourselves, do we love these more or we love the Lord more？
当我们渴慕主的话的时候
，When we have desire of Lord's words，
我们实在需要说让主的话进到我们的里面。
We truly need His words to enter in us。
当我们今天听了很多的道
，After we have listened to so many preaching，
可是我们让神的道是他的道，我们的肉身是我们的肉身。
But we still let those messages to be the messages, and then our flesh continue to be our flesh.
我们实在没有办法活出耶稣基督的样式。
We truly cannot live out the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们实在也不能说我们是重生了。
We actually cannot say we are born again.
主耶稣道成肉身。
Lord, our Lord Jesus will become flesh.
今天我们要让他的道进到我们的肉身。
Today we need His words to come to enter into our flesh.
让我们里边的人成为一个新人。
So our inner man can be a new man.
可以充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
Be full of truth and grace.
主要我们爱他。
Lord would like us to love Him.
要尽心尽力尽性尽意。
To love Him with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength.
我们要，他也要我们爱人如己。
And He would like us to love others as ourselves.
当我们说我们要去爱人的时候，我们就要去，我们要先做爱的仆人。
When we say we would like to love others, we have to be the servant of love.
记得我们教会现在有一个这个叫做服侍小组。
That now our gathering have a service group.
我们起初成立这个服侍小组，分成四个区。
That when we first have the service group, we have four different areas.
我们实在也希望弟兄姐妹都可以借着在一起的服事，一起来爱主，我们一起来经历主。
We really hope that through this service, together we can experience and love the Lord.
但是如果我们今天在这个服事小组当中，我们只是为了清，今天一年来一次有个清洁，一个月有几次的这个有人来清洁教会，有人来打扫教会，只是为了清洁打扫的话。
But if within the service group, if all our purpose is just for coming here to clean,
如果让清洁打扫成为我们的责任和义务，
if let the cleaning become just our responsibilities and duties,
我们实在失去了一个爱主的机会。
Truly, we lost the chance to love the Lord.
最后，我们要讲到福音。
And at the end, I would like to share about gospel.
主给我们一个大使命。
Lord has given us this great mission.
他让我们要去做这个奉父子的名，叫使万民做他的门徒。
He would like us to go and make all the disciples, all the nations to be his disciples in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们实在也是觉得说，我们今天蒙恩得救。
And truly, we know that today, as we are saved by grace.
这是主的恩典。
And that is His grace.
我们需要让这些起初这个刚蒙起初的爱的这些得救的弟兄姐妹一起来激励我们。
And we will let all those brothers and sisters who experience His first love to also encourage us.
也恢复我们。
To restore us.
主借着他的话来引导我们。
Through His words to guide us.
让我们回到起初的爱上。
So we can return to His first love.
今天我们常常需要弟兄姐妹，我们一起来问我们自己，我们有没有爱这些比爱主更深。
So today, often we have to ask ourselves, do we love these more than we love the Lord?
也正是彼得，他在思想了，重新思想了主的爱以后。
And just like when Peter again meditated upon Lord's love,
主把这个大使命交托给他。
And then Lord gave him this great mission.
他最终成为主合用的器皿。
And eventually he became the vessel of the Lord.
我觉得刚才周刚弟兄点的那首诗歌对我们实在有帮助。
I feel the hymn that our brother Tom appointed was really helpful to us.
我们实在需要主的爱把我们召回。
We truly shall be called back to return to the Lord by His love.
好，这就是我今天要分享的。
And those are my sharing today.
我们最后一些祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，让我们今天在这里又一次思想你的话。
Thank the Lord that here today we can once again meditate upon your words.
你说你爱我比这些更多吗？
You ask us.Do we love you more than these?
让我们借着这句话来思想起初的爱。
And through those words that we can meditate upon the first love.
我们今天不是来研究一个道理。
Today we are not here to study a doctrine.
而是要一起来学习如何来活在你的面前。
But together we learn how to live before you.
胜过我们一切的软弱和失败。
To overcome our weakness and failure.
也让我们知道你的心意。
And also we can understand your will.
并明白如何活在你的面前，学习做一个又忠心又良善的好仆人。
And to understand how to live before you, to learn to become a faithful and good servant.
愿你的儿女能够借着你的话，真实的活在教会当中。
Pray that your children, through your words, can really live in church life.
活在你的面前。
And live before you.
引导我们在你面前的祷告和侍奉。
Lead our prayers and services before you.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that you help us.
靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可不可以让这个周刚弟兄带我们一起再把刚才那个诗歌再唱一下？
We would like our brother Tom to help us to sing a hymn again.